One Obama's Biggest Secrets Released. In this extensive interview on InfoWars with Alex Jones, director Joel Gilbert exposes his latest Obama background research. Gilbert details new information obtained from meeting with Obama's best friend in high school, Keith Kokyugawa, in Corcoran State Prison, including when and how Obama discovered Soviet agent Frank Marshall Davis was his real father. Gilbert also goes in depth on Obama's radicalization by Frank Marshall Davis, Obama's junior year abroad in Pakistan, Obama's Connecticut SSN, and releases comparison birth certificates from the state of Hawaii. 1.1 What does Obama's name mean? This video looks at the name of Barack Hussein Obama, and what it actually means. It is very interesting, especially in light of the Bible. 1.2 Obama, I will bring about biblical end of days. Obama said, Michelle Bachmann actually predicted that I would bring about the biblical end of days. Now, that's a legacy. That's big. I mean Lincoln, Washington, they didn't do that. Two dreams from Obama's real father? A story of Reds and deception. At age 18, Barack Obama admittedly arrived at Occidental College a committed revolutionary Marxist. What was the source of Obama's foundation in Marxism? Throughout his 2008 presidential campaign and term in office, questions have been raised regarding Barack Obama's family background, economic philosophy, and fundamental political ideology. Dreams from My Real Father is the alternative Barack Obama autobiography, offering a divergent theory of what may have shaped our 44th president's life and politics. In Dreams from My Real Father, Barack Obama is portrayed by a voiceover actor who chronicles Barack Obama's life journey in socialism, from birth through his election to the presidency. The film begins by presenting the case that Barack Obama's real father was Frank Marshall Davis, a Communist Party USA propagandist who likely shaped Obama's worldview during his formative years. Barack Obama sold himself to America as the multicultural ideal, a man who stood above politics. Was the goat-herding Kenyan father only a fairy tale to obscure a Marxist agenda, irreconcilable with American values? This fascinating narrative is based in part on 2 years of research, interviews, newly unearthed footage and photos, and the writings of Davis and Obama himself. Dreams from My Real Father weaves together the proven facts with reasoned logic and speculation in an attempt to fill in the obvious gaps in Obama's history. Is this the story Barack Obama should have told, revealing his true agenda for fundamentally transforming America? Director Joel Gilbert concludes, the birthers have been on a fool's errand. To understand Obama's plans for America, the question is not where's the birth certificate, the question is who is the real father? 2.1 Frank Marshall Davis. Frank Marshall Davis, 1905-1987, was a Communist Party USA, PUSA, propagandist in Chicago and Hawaii, as well as a writer and poet. The FBI had Davis under investigation or surveillance for 19 years, compiling a 600-page FBI file. He was on the FBI's Security Index A, meaning he would be arrested in the event of national emergency. In 1930s Chicago, PUSA recruited journalists to help spread Soviet influence in American public opinion. Frank Marshall Davis was one of them. A graduate of Kansas State Journalism School, Frank Marshall Davis joined the Communist Party and began writing for the Chicago Star. He was a colleague of journalist Vernon Jarrett, father-in-law of Obama confidant Valerie Jarrett. Davis also taught at Chicago's Abraham Lincoln School, a communist-run training school run by PUSA. Davis authored 3 major volumes of poetry, and later an autobiographical sex novel under a pseudonym. In 1948, the Kremlin ordered PUSA to facilitate a U.S. withdrawal from the Hawaii as U.S. naval forces were considered an obstacle to Soviet expansion in Asia. PUSA assigned Frank Marshall Davis to Honolulu, where he began writing for the communist newspaper, the Honolulu Record, in 1948. In his columns, Davis flawlessly mirrored official Soviet propaganda. He blamed American capitalism for starting World War II, denounced the Marshall Plan, preached wealth redistribution, nationalization of industry and government healthcare, while bashing Wall Street. Davis also helped organize the communist-controlled ILWU, Union, in a failed effort to take over the Hawaiian government in 1949. The Hawaii NAACP chapter complained to its national office. Comrade Frank Marshall Davis suddenly appeared on the scene to propagandize the membership with the purpose of converting it into a front for the Stalinist line. In 1956, Davis was subpoenaed by the Senate Subcommittee on Un-American Activities and pleaded the Fifth. Dreams from My Real Father makes the case that on August 4, 1961, Frank Marshall Davis became the father of the future 44th President of the United States and indoctrinated him with a Marxist ideology during his formative years. This exclusive photo from Honolulu Police Department archives depicts a vice squad raid at Davis' residence on December 20, 1952. The photo shows black servicemen being led out of Davis' house with the handwritten caption "Arrested persons marching out of the Negro Elks Clubhouse at 2994 Kalihi Street during a sweeping cleanup of vice activities held there." A uniformed MP can be seen with camera and flashlight in the joint raid of HPD and military police, who operated together according to HPD sources. New handwritten letters from Frank Marshall Davis to Chicago communist Margaret Burroughs have surfaced. In a 1968 letter, Davis confirms he is that author of Sex Rebel, Black, which Davis describes as "my thoroughly erotic autobiography" and that the events are all non-fiction. In the 1982 letter, a 76-year-old Davis describes an affair with a 16-year-old girl, "and I have had my eye on her since I first saw her at 13. 2.2 The Intimate Ann Dunham, Frank Marshall Davis Relationship. Racy photos of Barack Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, have recently surfaced in vintage fetish and bondage magazines. The photos, taken at Frank Marshall Davis' house in Honolulu, appeared in Bizarre Life, Exotiki, Secret Pleasures, and Battling Babes. They help illustrate the intimate relationship between Dunham and Davis. "My father was from Kenya, he grew up herding goats," Barack Obama told the cheering crowds. Did Obama build his political career upon a fairy tale? Was Obama misdirecting Americans away from a deeply disturbing family background and a Marxist political foundation? Obama's version of his early childhood is false. The family did not split up when the Kenyan Obama went to Harvard as he claimed. In fact, Ann Dunham took Barry to Seattle a few weeks after his birth, late August 1961, and began studies at the University of Washington, while the Kenyan remained in Hawaii. All evidence points to a sham marriage to cover up an illicit affair. Barack Obama began regular visits to Frank Marshall Davis' house at the age of 10, and Obama refers to Frank Marshall Davis throughout his autobiography as his childhood mentor. 2.3 Obama, Davis Children High School Photo. Frank Marshall Davis, who was African American, married Helen Kenfield Davis, a white woman, in Chicago on May 11, 1946. Two of Davis' children, Lynn and Mark, attended Farrington High School in Honolulu. Lynn Davis, born August 15, 1949, graduated from Farrington High with the class of 1967. Mark Davis, born November 9, 1950, graduated Farrington High with the class of 1968. Mark Davis' yearbook photo, center on right, is strikingly similar to Barack Obama's high school photos, left, right. Lynn Davis' graduation photo, below right, compares remarkably to Barack Obama as an adult. Is President Obama a half-sibling of the Davis children? All suspected alterations to the photo seem to point to the cutting, pasting, and airbrushing of Barack Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, into the photo to cover up someone of African-American origin. An expert Photoshop analyst reports that the photo below, officially released by Barack Obama on his personal Facebook page, is a forgery. The black male hand under Obama's right armpit does not match Dunham's right arm, and there are many other photo anomalies. Is this photo part of a pattern of document forgery by President Obama to hide his biological and ideological relationship to communist Frank Marshall Davis? 2.4 Did Obama have a nose job to hide Davis' resemblance? Was Obama's nose job part of a pattern of deception to hide his connection to his real biological and ideological father, Communist Party USA propagandist Frank Marshall Davis? It appears Obama had some aesthetic refinement. The upper and middle nasal vault are both narrowed. The tip and infratip are softer and the tip has been rotated up. Alar height appears to have been reduced, so the lower part of the nose that makes up the nostrils appears softer. These changes are not characteristic of the natural aging process, where the tip tends to settle and rotate downward, causing the appearance of a longer nose, and where the tip also often widens noticeably. In the three younger photographs, Obama appears to have a bulbous nasal tip with wide alar bases, not uncommon with males and with skin of color. The more current photos show a thinner nasal tip, which suggests some finessing of his nose over the years, but it is a very natural-looking effect. Wendy Lewis, the Knife Coach. Wendy Lewis is a cosmetic surgery consultant and author of 11 consumer health and beauty books, including America's Cosmetic Doctors and Dentists and Plastic Makes Perfect. Wendy has appeared on CNN, Good Morning America, and MSNBC. 2.5 Did Barack Obama steal his Social Security number? This fantastical tale about President Barack Obama's having used a Social Security number, SSN, issued to a French immigrant named Jean-Paul Ludwig, born in 1890, is easily debunked. As can be verified through the Social Security Death Index, SSDI, a database of death records created from the United States Social Security Administration's Death Master File Extract, the Social Security Administration was in fact informed of Ludwig's death, and the Social Security number assigned to him was not, as claimed, the same as that assigned to Barack Obama, 042-68-4425, but rather a completely different number, 045-26-8722. Ludwig also didn't pass away until 1981, by which time Barack Obama had long since been assigned a Social Security number of his own. Who is Harrison J. Bownell? According to the 2009 tax return submitted by President Barack Obama, he's the President of the United States. All 9 U.S. Supreme Court justices are scheduled to discuss this anomaly today.